lift you up. Shake and sip. Shake up your day. What is greatness? For Ruth, greatness is Barbara Banda. But to be great, one must fight and not let anything get in the way. So that tomorrow, we become great.
Like Barbara Banda tomorrow, I make sure I protect her today.
Trust Hygienix to protect your everyday. Hygienix. Protection today, greatness tomorrow. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headlines. 9 candidates file nominations for Chawama parliamentary by-election. ZEDEF misses $5 million US disbursement target amid documentation and repayment challenges. Sudan's RSF trying to cover up mass killings in El Fasher, researchers say.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugima Timothy Yulalam. A total of 9 candidates have successfully filed in their nominations for the Chawama parliamentary by-election. 16 candidates had initially expressed interest in contesting the by-election, but only 9 managed to file their nomination papers by the close of nomination period. Independent candidate George Mwenya was the first to file his nomination. Speaking to journalists shortly after filing, Mr. Mwenya said he intends to complete several development projects currently underway in Chawama if elected. The Tonse Alliance has nominated former Copperbelt Permanent Secretary Brighton Ondwe under the Forum for Democracy and Development FDD. Speaking after filing in the nomination papers, Tonse Alliance Acting Chairperson Given Luvinda said the vote would be dedicated to former President Edgar Lungu, who had not yet been laid to rest. Other political parties that have successfully filed nominations include Citizens First, which has adopted former Lusaka District Commissioner Captain Davison Malenga as its candidate. Mino Leadership Movement candidate Ntazana Mutungwa, in an emotionally charged appeal, called on Chawama residents to support him, citing financial constraints after successfully filing his nomination papers and making his debut on the ballot. Chawama Constituency Returning Officer Lewis Lupando officially opened the nomination centre for the Chawama parliamentary by-election at 9 hours and closed at 15 hours with only candidates who were already within the premises before closing time eligible to be attended to.
The time is 09 hours. I, Lewis Lupando, being the returning officer for Chawama Constituency, do hereby declare the nomination centre officially open.
Meanwhile, the United Party for National Development, UPND, has revoked Timothy Kantenga's nomination as its candidate for the Chawama constituency by-election, replacing him with Morgan Munda, who has successfully filed in his nominations. At a press briefing, UPND chairperson for elections, Garen Kombo, cited his failure to meet the documentation requirements, specifically not being on the current voter register.
The variation stems from the fact that, little known to ourselves, when we inspected the documents for our candidates, we were satisfied that he qualified. to run in this particular by-election. As you know, we have all just been going through the voter registration, and after the pronouncement and upon verification of documents, we then discovered that he is indeed a voter, but only registered in December last year, which means he is not contained, his name is not contained on the current voters' roll.
And speaking after filing in his nomination, Mr. Monda promised to improve the living standards and address key community needs if elected.
In Chawama to take free water to every household, to ensure our people in Chawama have got better market, to ensure the youth in Chawama have the voice that will demand for God, to bring a voice that unites the people of Zambia.
The Chawama parliamentary seat was declared vacant following the prolonged absence of former Member of Parliament Tasila Lungum. The Zambia Union of Government Workers has defended the decision by labor unions to once again postpone the civil service bargaining process. Yesterday, the union announced the postponement of the 2025 bargaining process, citing several factors. Union Secretary General John Nyasulu says the decision to delay the negotiations has been made in the interest of the workers. Mr. Nyasulu explains that the union wants to ensure they come up with the best possible offer for civil servants. He has since appealed to workers to remain patient as consultations continue.
Of course, people may say too much, and we pity with the situation. But given the circumstances, I think we have given government the benefit of doubt, because the basis under which upon which they asked for this assignment was that they want to consult, for the best offer that they can give to the employees. So we want to believe that if we are told in such a way, we would rather wait instead of what we are getting, which I cannot disclose at the moment. But I think what we were being offered wasn't something that we were pleased with.
The Zambia Export Development Fund has failed to meet its 2025 target of disbursing $5 million, citing inadequate documentation from applicants. ZDF is a fund managed by the Zambia Development Agency, with seed financing from the European Union under the Export Development Programme. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, ZDF Executive Director Dr. David Chewem revealed that only one application is currently under consideration, highlighting the challenges facing Zambia's export sector. Dr. Chewem says that as of September, the fund had secured 262 jobs against a target of 369, while loan repayment has remained a major challenge, largely due to the impact of load shedding on businesses.
With regard to the booking of loans, this year we had planned to book $1.10 million, out of which we only managed $1.1 million. So there was a shortfall in loans disbursed of $700,000. That's of the existing fund. Now, with regard to the $25 million, because of the timing and the challenges that usually our entrepreneurs face, we had projected to disburse get approval and disperse up to $5 million. Unfortunately, we did not manage the $5 million because the number of applicants did not give us complete documentation. So
the government has called on stakeholders to work together to strengthen value chains in the agriculture sector, saying this has the potential to unlock growth and improve productivity. Speaking at the 2025 Eastern and Southern Cotton Organization Regional Value Chain Conference, Director in the Ministry of Agriculture, Dr. Chizumba Shapande, said enhanced collaboration among stakeholders is critical to developing sustainable agricultural value chain. Dr. Shapande noted that value chain development can significantly boost the sector by improving efficiency, increasing farmer incomes, and promoting industrial growth. He adds that the cotton industry in particular requires focused attention to fully realize its potential and contribute meaningfully to national economic development.
1 million metric tons of wheat and 1 million metric tons of soya beans. And this is fondly referred to as 10.1.1. So when you hear 10.1.1, it's basically